Well, I picked a fight with industry, and I've got some responses. A couple of interviews this week, interesting perspectives on whether experience outweighs qualification or the other way around. Maybe you've got a thought on it, maybe you've got an opinion. Either way, it's something we need to consider as an industry on where we value a qualification along with experience, and maybe a mixture of the two. A couple of interesting interviews today. I spent some time with the Swim Schools Association looking at how they use the things that you build, you maintain, you create the systems on. Plenty to look at. Ready, set, splash. Making chlorinators is what we do at AIS. This laser focus has brought us recognition as a global leader, winning countless international and national awards. Our technology is operating in over 55 countries worldwide. Our claims are backed by university research and data. Our customer testimonials prove the value of our technology's benefits, ease of operation, reliability, and service. Find out how your customers can benefit from our 30 years of innovation and excellence at aiswater.com.au today. Thank you for joining me again. I'm David Stennett. I appreciate you tuning in, switching on, podcasting, wherever you are, in your home, work or car, in the van, in the ute, having a little bit of a discussion about all things pool and spa. It's a good place to be. You know, once you're in, you never get out. Maybe you don't know that yet. Maybe you're new to industry. You haven't worked that out yet. But, you know, once you're here, you're here for life. You're a lifer. There is no escape. It's the Hotel California. You can check out any time you want, but, well, you can never leave. And I'm glad that I'm here with you, and I'm glad you're here with me. So what are we talking about today? Well, last episode, you might remember I picked a fight with you. Yeah, I'm up for a fight. Well, you know, not really. Only a constructive fight that's got some outcomes that make us all better in the end. And it's to have some discussions that you know, maybe hit a little sore point, or maybe you feel like you didn't realize you had an opinion on this, and now you've worked out that you do. And the first point of contention that I've taken up, that I've thrown the first punch at you, and I'm waiting for you to come back, is what is better? Is it experience or is it a qualification? I want to know what you think. Which is better, an experience? Years of doing a particular job or qualification? You know, I remember once being a part of an organization where I was a new employee, and somebody had lost their job. It was tough times, and somebody had lost their job. And I remember going to speak to the boss afterwards and say, listen, that bloke had been at that job for 10 years. I've only been here a few months. You know, why has he gone and I'm here? And the response has stayed with me forever. You know, coaching 101 moments in lives, things that we can pick up from some of our leadership. And the boss said that person had been doing their job for 10 years, but they stopped growing after 1 year. And essentially said they've been doing the job for 1 year, 10 times over. And so maybe experience isn't all it's cracked up to be if we've stopped growing. And so maybe a qualification becomes important, something that's recognized by households, by business, by government, that gives you and your role particular credibility that, well, you should be recognized for, deserve, and paid for. And so, look, I've had a couple of interviews I'm going to play for you on this podcast. The first one you're going to hear from in just a moment is Emily McNeil. She's been on the podcast before. She's the executive officer of the Australian Swim Schools Association. I was invited to join the Australian Swim Schools Association for their conference in the last couple of weeks down in Adelaide, a suburb called Glenelg on the beach. Yes, Glenelg, it's said the same way forwards as backwards. Spelled, yeah, you'll be able to sleep tonight knowing that. A little piece of very useful, life-changing information. And so I had a chat with Emily, and we talked about what was going on there. It was so interesting how many people were there. Their people use what you build and maintain, and they're using it to train the next generation of swimmers, of champions, and swim squads, and also some adults swim teaching stuff as well. It's really cool how they use what you create and maintain. But I asked her about the difference between a qualification and experience and what was more important. I'm going to play that interview for you now. Absolute pleasure to be joined by Emily McNeil again. Look, you're not a stranger to our podcast. Thanks for making some time.
You are welcome. Now, I don't like being a stranger, so
you
I love being involved.
No stranger. Now, we are standing outside the ASA conference for this year. We are in beautiful Adelaide. Tell me a little bit about what's going on here.
Well, we're here for our national conference in sunny Adelaide. The weather's definitely turned on in Glenelg. We're here with swim schools from across the country and around the world for 3 days of inspiration, advocacy and service. And we are going all in on strategy, social impact and sustainability.
Tell us a little bit about some of the sessions that we've had so far.
So we have had an awesome mix of presenters over the last couple of days. Yesterday we kicked off with Marty Wilson on strategy and grit, and moved into different areas of strategies in our businesses and how we keep continuing to move forward in a post-COVID environment. And today we actually had the CEO of Thank You start us off, which was awesome.
Daniel Flynn. He's fantastic,
the one
isn't
and only.
He?
Yeah.
Very so, inspirational.
Yeah. So we had him this morning and some on leadership, and we're just getting into the inclusion stuff at the moment, and we'll finish off with some other awesome presenters. So
now, most of the attendees here, we're talking commercial aquatics, we're looking at swim schools and swim school teachers, correct?
Mm-hmm. We are.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so swim school, to anywhere from a swim school teacher all the way through to an owner and manager level. So as an association, what we do is really support businesses holistically. So whatever they need to do to run a business is what we do. We want to help provide through this professional development opportunity, which is our national conference. And we're going to be on the Gold Coast next year. Looking forward to.
You took the words right out of my mouth, Emily. Who's running this interview, you or me?
Yeah. Depends who you ask.
We are thrilled again. There's been a long relationship over the years of Splash with ASA alongside. ASA will be there again. Tell us a little bit about what's going to be happening on the Gold Coast around Splash in August next year from an ASA perspective.
We're super organised. We're back in conjunction with the Splash Pool and Spa Expo. This
Fabulous.
Will be the third time, I think.
Yeah.
We've been working with you guys on this collaboration, and we run our national conference in conjunction with the Splash Expo, and it's always extremely well received. It allows our delegates the opportunity to visit vendors, and it's essentially everything that they need to run their pools and their facilities. So it's just a really great collaboration. We love working with the team there, and we're looking forward to getting back on the Gold Coast.
Look, you can get 350 people here to Adelaide. Look, I'm going for 500 then next year at Splash.
Absolutely.
Okay, I think that's the number.
Absolutely. Lock it in. We've got lots of time to plan and prepare for it, so let's do it.
It's a high value event. I'm just going to change tact a little bit, Emily. We on Splash, we talk about things pertaining to industry.
Mm-hmm.
Now, one of the conversations I'm having at the moment, I'm picking a little bit of a fight, and it is, what's more important? And I want your thoughts on this. What's more important, a qualification or experience?
Well, you need a qualification as a baseline in our industry.
Yep.
It is vital to ensure that your teachers have a nationally recognised qualification, which we have rolled out probably 8 months ago
so
now.
So not anyone can just jump in a pool and become a teacher?
Not at all. We would love everyone to come forward who is interested in becoming a swim teacher, but the prerequisite is to ensure that they have a nationally recognised qualification. Where they get that from is up to them. There's heaps of providers out there. We are allowing our members the opportunity to attract, train and retain their own staff in-house.
Very good.
But experience is, we know that a swim teacher isn't made from a qualification. It's a base level.
Great
you need
line.
A qualification
good
to start.
Truth.
The teachers are made in the businesses who have their own curriculum, their own training methodologies, but there is a requirement to have that nationally recognised qualification.
Very good. So qualification first and experience comes after.
It is. Teachers are made in the business, not in the qualification process.
Emily, you are very drop mic moment there from Emily for those who couldn't see the visual. Thank you so much for giving us a bit of your time as you run what is an epic high value conference.
You are welcome, Mr. Stennett. See you next time.
See you next time. Luidra is proud to bring you Magnapool, the world's best and only true mineral pool system, providing the very best in water comfort and clarity. Magnapool is also beneficial to the environment thanks to its unique no-salt formula. Partnered with the all-new Hydroxinator IQ, showcasing innovative features giving you control over scheduling, pump speed, boost and low mode, heaters, lights, pH and chlorine. All this via Wi-Fi connectivity from your smartphone. Smart sensors and ultra-long life cell ensures Magnapool owners save time, save energy and save money. Find out more by going to magnapool.com today. Well, there you go. An interesting perspective from the EO of the Australian Swim Schools Association, Emily McNeil. Again, a big thank you to that crew for having me there. There was so much to learn, to experience. Anybody who is connected with me on LinkedIn would have seen my photos going up and some of the experience and learning that was had on site there with the Swim Schools Association members. It was really very good indeed. While there, I also spoke with Peter Legaz, who's an award-winning innovator from Buffer Zone and Flow Zone, and he also gave some insight into experience versus qualification. Keep in mind, you'll hear this is a man who has grown up from a child in the industry and has an awful lot of experience to lean back on. I'm joined by Peter Legaz from Buffer Zone Systems. Pete, thanks for giving us some time today.
Thank you.
You know, you're an innovator. Award-winning innovator last year as well.
Yeah, that's true.
Some of your systems that you developed, what's the link here between what you do and this group of people, the schools?
Yeah, so we're here promoting a product called Flow Zone, which is the product that won that innovation award last year at the Spaza National Conference. Yep. So we're here promoting Flow Zone because it's a tool to make the swim schools more compliant and make it easy for their staff to keep on top of the daily tasks that keep the pool healthy and safe.
Look, as an innovator, your software is driven by, you know, testing and adjustment and constant improvement and feedback. What would be some of the feedback that's helped drive some of the outcomes that you've delivered now?
Yeah, so a lot of the feedback we get is that there's a high volume of staff turnover at the moment, yep, across all facets of the pool industry and industry in general. And so we've designed the program to be as easy to use for all staff, but in particular for new staff, if they're not really familiar with the pool industry and how inner workings might go with chemistry and stuff, we've needed to make the system as user-friendly and easy so that the processes can be followed to get the water to where it needs to be in a efficient and safe manner.
Got a question for you, Peter, in regards to our current conversation in industry is, what's more important, experience or a qualification?
Well, that's a good question. I think the two really go hand in hand. So for myself, I've grown up in the pool industry. It's been part of my life since I was born, essentially.
Indeed, yeah.
And so I was always of the opinion that my experience was enough for me. Yep. I've been doing it since school holidays, since I was probably 5 years old.
Yep.
But then I took it upon myself to do my Certificate 3 in pool maintenance, and it sort of opened my eyes up. Yeah, sure, I knew a lot of the stuff, but it also gave me insights into industry best practice and certain things that I always took for granted, maybe that changed my view on the way I should be operating. And so I think both are essential, to be honest with you. I think if we can have experience, that's fantastic, but proper qualifications really round off the staff member or whoever it is that's doing those qualifications to be a complete to complete their education.
Very good. Well, Peter, thank you for making some time with us today on Splash Podcast.
Thanks, David.
And a couple of very good points there from Peter around this industry discussion that we're having to sharpen us up to have some conversations, I think, that matter. Qualification versus experience. Again, would love your thoughts. If you've got some, make sure you send them to david@spaza.com.au. Now, coming up next, we're going to go to a short break, but you are going to hear an interview that I have just completed with Michelle Marks. Many of my Kiwi listeners are going to be familiar with her. Yes, she does have a Kiwi accent. She is from New Zealand, and she is the lead for the industry association Spaza in New Zealand. you will have seen in the new magazine and also on splashmagazine.com.au and also in the E! News a story that was penned by Michelle as she visited some of the areas devastated by the cyclone recently in New Zealand, the impact that's having on communities, the impact that it's having on families, the impact that it's having on our industry. Something that we definitely want to share with you when obviously our New Zealand brothers and sisters are hurting, we stand with them and they do the same across the ditch for us as well. So something worth tuning into and getting a little bit of insight about what's going on in that part of the world. Summer is now here, and our friends at Pentair, one of Australia's largest pool equipment suppliers and manufacturers, are ready to help pool owners around the nation get their pools ready for everyone to enjoy. Family and friends can swim their way through summer and enjoy everything the backyard swimming pool has to offer. Who needs to go away on an expensive holiday to enjoy time with friends and family? Time at home, making great memories in your own backyard swimming pool means no driving, no packing, and no stress. It's the best staycation around. Choose only the best. A pool powered by Pentair. I'm joined on Splash Podcast today, all the way from New Zealand. We love our Kiwi Splash family, by Michelle Marks from Spaza. How are you?
Thank you, David. Thanks for the invite.
You've recently started with Spaza. You've been very busy. We're going to get to some of that busyness in an article that's come up on Splash very recently. Tell us a little bit about your particular role, though.
Okay, so with Spaza, I commenced in January and looking after the Spaza members across New Zealand, which is really exciting. I saw the opportunity to join Spaza to continue my journey within the industry. I've had the previous 3 years working with an amazing franchise company here in New Zealand on the ground with some amazing business owners. And look, I hit the industry at the beginning of COVID and wow, did it take. It was incredible. Yeah. The leads, businesses doubled, tripled overnight. And, which is everyone would say, hey, that's amazing. But with that came the dirty downside, lack of resources, i.e. able to bring on quality staff, able to retain them. Yeah. So, look, we knew that bubble was going to burst. And, of course, it did. And so now we've come out the other side. But it is just, it's so important to be able to attract and retain the staff.
Everything that we've seen in Australia, you've had in New Zealand and possibly even a more concentrated version of it with the lockdowns and the cutoff that New Zealand put itself under from the rest of the world for some time there. Now, something that is sadly familiar to many, many Kiwis is the natural world. And sometimes the natural world lets itself be known to New Zealanders in various parts. You had something recently happen. There is an article up on Splash. The reason I wanted to talk with you today was really around that, just to check in on our Kiwi family and cousins of the industry. Tell us a little bit about what happened and what you've seen.
Sure. So, look, in January, we had floods across West Auckland and up north, around the Northland region. And with the recovery with that just slowly commencing, all of the East Coast was then hit with the cyclone. So that was just absolute devastation. I had the privilege of going over 6 weeks after the cyclone to the region to meet up with Mike Treadwell and was taken out for the day to see six pools, also caught up with Chris Taylor and two Spaza members over there, and just talking to their clients and themselves and actually also to see what they're dealing with on a daily basis with the pools. The whole region is just decimated. It was actually such an assault on all your senses. The smell, pictures don't do it justice. You don't get that smell, that 6 week stagnant smell, everything rotting. Everyone's furniture is just chucked out on the side of the road or just chucked out of the house. They're all doing it themselves. The volunteers on the ground at the moment are amazing, but there's just not enough. And, the amount of devastation, we are looking at another year to 2 years until this is actually all back to semi-normal. That whole region, the whole landscape is never going to look the same.
some of the pictures that have come through, and I'd really encourage listeners to read the article from Michelle just to see what it is the Kiwis have been through in that area. We certainly stand alongside, our brothers and sisters and Kiwi cousins when things are going tough. And, we all know New Zealand has some pretty devastating earthquakes. We know about the occasional volcano. A cyclone was a new thing to me that I wasn't even aware New Zealand had happened, and it's been pretty significant. So how were the people, the families going and the businesses going that you saw?
Not good.
Okay.
Honestly, not good. There's just been so much uncertainty. Insurance agencies, obviously, not prepared, don't have enough assessors on the ground for pools, for houses, for everything. So it's, the road workers there are just basically 24/7. They've managed to clear a couple of the main arterial ways in and out. So now that businesses can resume because goods are able to come back through. Honestly, the clearing of the roads is one thing. The volunteers helping to clean up, because they're not given any definite timings around, hey, yep, we're going to have a team there in 6 weeks who are just going to absolutely jump in, clear everything out, tidy everything up, and you're going to be able to move back in. Everyone is still yellowed and red stickered.
What does yellow and red sticker mean for the uninitiated like me?
Yellow stickers is that they are allowed on site for short amount of times to clear what they can. Right. However, there's no electricity. The health and safety concerns are real over there. It's things are growing everywhere, obviously, with all the silt and dirt and, from all of the orchards, the fruit, the vegetables, everything is just rotting. Right. So they're only allowed on site very short term, and red stickered is devastating, which means they're never allowed to build there again. So regardless of their house, they've now deemed it that that house will then be pulled down and they will not be able to reside there again.
So in some cases, we are looking at a long-term journey for some of these communities, neighbourhoods and businesses being affected, Michelle.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah.
Well, thank you for taking the time to get down there. And first of all, just share the care from our industry and from this side of the ditch as well. We do send across our thoughts and prayers for industry and for communities that are struggling and suffering. Thank you for taking the time to put together a story. I really would encourage our listeners just to read that, see what's going on, what some of our industry peers are going through. Michelle, you are incredibly busy. There is a lot on at the moment. We look forward to having you back on the podcast sometime soon.
Thank you very much, David.
Well, it was a really interesting couple of weeks for me with that time spent down with the Australian Swimming Schools Association just to engage with a group of professional people utilising the beautiful pool spas, systems, processes and maintenance that you all do to bring on the next generation of swimmers. Yeah, it really is cool when you have a chance to sit back and look at the way our products are used, appreciated, that create, all those health and wellness benefits. There was a report out a couple of years ago from Royal Life Saving that said something like $9.1 billion worth of benefit to the Australian economy and health benefit from that was just commercial pools, actually, which is incredible if we were to get a number on the domestic side. So I have named this podcast in honour of those who use what we do, Just Keep Swimming. So until next time, you've got it. Just keep swimming.